Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon coming to you from Houston, Texas. And I'd just like to tell you it's been raining. That's not going to stop me from doing the weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And then you folks, for the past 157 weeks, have sent in stories. That's how it works. No magic, no frills, no snake oil, no, oh yeah, and you get a t-shirt, oh yeah, and you're going to get a bunch of hits. No, you just send in stories. And then you play around with them and vote on them, and ooh, this one I like, oh, this one stunk. And that determines who goes first next time and the next topic. It's that simple. Now, who won last week? Well, that was Lance, a.k.a. the Writing Dad, but he didn't send one in this week. So for the topic of falling bricks hurt, we're going to go with the first rookie, and that's Ted Marcus. Now, I've known him for a long time. I've even fed him. I need to feed him again. Ted, you want to come over for dinner at some point? I feel like cooking. So while I'm working up a grocery list and a menu, you folks listen to Ted's story here, right?
Howdy, y'all. This is Ted, and this is my initial foray into the wonderful world of brevity that is the 100-word story. So, the theme is falling bricks hurt. Here we go. Life's full of pain. Hemorrhoids, gout, hell, falling bricks. Steve instantly regretted giving that last example. Dude, I'm done dating. And no more concerts. Mordecai blurted, flailing his limbs. Try not being a putz for 5 minutes, countered his companion, wearing a visibly weary visage. Tell you what, let's grab a nosh. The duo sauntered silently down the sidewalk. Steve, she's just... Mordecai stopped short as suddenly as he had shattered the reticence. Steve sensed Mordecai's mood turn from aggravation to resignation, and he realized this is how his friend would be every time Falling Bricks Hurt played the Palladium.
Thank you, Ted. And just remember, folks, let's see, what was the phrase? Let's grab a nosh. That's my new ringtone. You can check out more from Ted if you go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and then click on the link next to Ted's name. It'll be on top because his was the first story. And by the way, we'd like to hear more from Ted. You know, all these rookies that come in and then they go away. Some of them stay. And everyone at one point was, I mean, a rookie. And then they become the veterans and then they vanish. Where do they go? I think they're all on other people's podcasts. Yeah. They're all sneaking off doing that Drabblecast or Great Heights or Escape Pod. No, they must come back. Oh. Okay. And by the way, if you couldn't understand anything he said, although he was clear as day, but let's just say that you didn't understand a word. I don't know why. You can go to the show notes, and the text for each story is up there, too. Speaking of not being able to understand what people say, next up is Guy David. He does the music at the beginning, the ending, his story, and usually, you know, a story or two of someone else that goes, hey, I need some great music for my story, and he goes, hey, I got some good music for you, and you go to music.guydavid.com and you download it. He has a new album out, Variations, that's available for download there, so check that out. But before we get all, you know, all huggy-feely, here's Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 157. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we follow the purple bunny by mistake, ending up falling down the wrong rabbit hole. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. The topic for this week's challenge is falling bricks hurt, and by the way, I'm taking a break from my own music this week. Let's listen to some music from the Flying Teapot album by Gong. Enjoy! Leon was walking down the street when a flying teapot landed in front of him. Out of the teapot, there came little funny men with funny gnome hats and half-moon faces. "We are the Pothead Pixies," says one of them. "We are here to show you how to have a good time." Then they kidnapped him and took him to the planet Gong, where they partied all night and all day afterwards. Then Leon walked in his home with a hangover that was similar to a brick falling on his head, but had some strange colors in it.
That's some strange music there, man. Although, I'd link it in the show notes. That would involve me actually, you know, looking stuff up and just... I'm eating a focaccia with butter and Parmesan on it. I made the focaccia myself, yeah, as I do with most bread. And iced tea. And I sliced up like 7 strawberries and put it in there. So the tea soaks the strawberries. And then I, you know, spoon out the strawberries and, you know, it's kind of revolting, really. Anyway, thank you, Guy David. And I guess you did not do the music for your story, so I stand corrected and embarrassed, slightly shocked, and yet stimulated. Next up is Tom from Footnote. He, on Footnote, he had a kind of a... You know, not quite the death of podcasting kind of thing, but, you know, the 8 Things was about, you know, the Don and Drew and Adam Curry and this and that and Pod Media Expo thing that I never really went to, the new media consortium where podcasting is kind of being shuffled aside. I'll tell you this, you know, Christiana Ellis stopped her random thoughts, daily thoughts, crazy thoughts, after 300 some odd daily episodes of a podcast will get you down. It'll drive you crazy. It takes a special kind of person to be able to handle that. And Christiana, this is for you. You're just not that crazy. I am. I'm that much of a glutton for punishment. I don't care what people think. If I did, I'd have stopped at 2, 3, maybe 5 episodes. No. I'm heading for 2,000, and nobody is going to stop me. Not even me. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Tom. Tom is back. And here, he's never really left here, per se, but here's Tom anyway.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Some quick weekly updates. Anima Zabaleta has passed the 60 in a row mark, and Justin has 49 stories total. Jeffrey and Norval are swapping it out between the 13th and 14th position with 29 and 30 stories total. Way at the back at the 40th position is Mike P. with 11 stories, Mike S. with 10 stories, and Linda with 9. Hopefully they'll be moving up as the weeks go by with new stories. Movement at the very far end of the list, we have Fracker with 7, Daniel with 5, And Sophie actually has two, so technically she wasn't a rookie last week. We are at 1,723 stories, an average of 10.97 stories per challenge, just a shade under 11. 175 contributors and 78 now. That number keeps on going down as people come back and try it again. Lawrence had a question of how long it would take us to get to 1 million words at the challenge. By my figures, roughly about 17 years. Tonight's story is called A Bad Joke. The urban tribe that occupies the ruined city had a tradition of naming their children after the first thing the mother saw after giving birth.
Grandpa, how did you get your name?
I was born during an earthquake, and that is why I'm called Falling Bricks Hurt.
And Papa?
Your father was born on Christmas Eve, and he is called Batteries Not Included.
And Mama?
Your mother was born in the last operating taxi in the city. She is called Objects in the Rearview Mirror May Appear Closer Than They Are.
Thank you, Grandpa.
You're very welcome, Two Dogs Fucking.
People ask me why I put the explicit tag on every one of these. Oh yeah, Tom comes through. 17 years. That's what, 883, 4, 5? Man. Damn. I'm gonna need probably a new microphone for that. Wow. Okay. Thank you, Tom. The math and statistics lesson, as always. We here at 100 Word Stories, we believe in keeping people educated throughout their entire life. What? What are you two? Bruin went to the vet for the first time this week. Took the day off, and glad I did. He's apparently 5 months old. He's about 6.5 pounds. And he just loves to play with Nardo, and Nardo's not quite happy with that. It's when they do it at 4 a.m. on the bed is when I... So, thank you, Tom. And if you couldn't really understand from the many unusual effects that he put on the voices, once again, go to the show notes. The text is there, which will probably be blocked by your work filter because of a certain word. That's right. The word grandpa. Next up is Norval Joe. Now, he did a guest hosting of Great Heights this week. And yeah, I'm supposed to listen to it, and I've got it here on the iPod right here. I'm tapping the microphone with it, not my glass. And I've synced it up, and it's in there. So when this is rendering, I'm going to hop in the tub, put the headphones on, listen to it as my blood slowly drips into the drain. So here comes Norval Joe and his story.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 157. The prompt is... Falling bricks hurt. Blocks away, across the city park, he set up the complicated apparatus. Multifaceted photoreceptors gathered solar power. He laughed vengefully as he flipped the lever on the clattering machine. A wormhole disintegrated the lower half of his ex-girlfriend's apartment building, the upper half of the clay brick structure subsequently dropping through. His victory over the woman who had embarrassed him in front of all of his friends was short-lived. The falling bricks hurt for only a moment as the last of the upper three floors of the apartment building dropped out of the other side of the wormhole directly over his head. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Damn those wormholes. Thank you, Norval Joe. You can check out more from Norval Joe. Man, I'm mealy-mouthing it today. Blame the focaccia. Man, that stuff will, you know, the salt on it, that will just mush your mouth real fast. Excuse me, I just had to... you can check out more from Norval Joe, show notes, link, follow it. Next up is Mike P. Now, hold on, did he record his story this week? I don't think he did, but if he did, I'm going to include it. If not, you know what's going to happen, all right? So flip a coin, and let's see what the result is.
Most people never look at the other side of sliced bread, unless it falls butter side down. When the cookie crumbles, all the chefs in the kitchen cry like it's spilled milk, and no one calls for the king's horses and all the king's men in order to reassemble the pieces. When the wolf huffs and puffs, people notice that the sticks and straw crumble, while bricks do not. It's easy to assume that this is a story about strong building materials, but it's important to note that the bricks are actually afraid to collapse. Falling bricks hurt themselves.
Thank you, Mike. One day we'll hear your lovely voice again, as opposed to the not-so-lovely voice of the midget. Now I'm beginning to realize why I sent him away. If you think Nardo and Bruin constantly wrestling and fighting is getting on my nerves, you should, you know, don't even get me started on the midget. Now, Anima Zabaleta gave me a scare earlier this week. She said, I won't be able to connect. I want people to get online. I can't get to this. I can't get to that. I can't get to anywhere. And for a moment, I felt like, well, I didn't feel like a knife had plunged into my heart. Maybe a spork or a ladle. Have you ever had a ladle to the heart? Maybe a slotted spoon. Well, at least I know she's connected enough to come up with this. But I just want to warn you people. You may have, if you've got a Jones for Anima stories, things may be rough. Okay? Just a heads up. Just appreciate and cherish what you've got while it's there.
Hello.
Wait.
Hello!
Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 157, titled Fred Lloyd Wrong. Music by Guy David and other parts by Ari.
Frank! Look! The bricklayers are almost done on the upper level. Ain't it a beaut? Just like when we stacked blocks as kids.
Wow. I don't know what to say, Fred. It certainly is a interesting design. I'm glad the homeowner paid you up front.
Frank! I'm calling it falling brick. Aren't the cantilever decks just wonderful?
Yeah, but 7? Bit excessive, eh?
Why are you always so practical? This way, every family member gets their own barbecue grill.
Fred, you've got a brick out of kilter over here. Let me see if I can fix that for you.
Thank you, Anima. And speaking of falling bricks, check out the Second Life blog that I write, firstlife.isfullofcrap.com. Videos of 5,000 falling pieces from a brick house built by Rush Gestel and blown up by Bree Burke and Sean McPherson. It's truly an impressive destruction video. And someone out there, Tina Versium, Tina something or other, is this the new fetish in Second Life, blowing things up? There's nothing new about it. It's what we all do. We build things up with blocks and then we smash them down. We never give up the urge to smash things. Feel it. Next up is Michael S. I don't think he sent in his story because, well, I looked at the attachment and it was a Word document. So maybe he did the equivalent of putting the, you know, birthday card in the gas bill. But let me go ahead and wake the midget up and let's see how badly he can mess this one up. So take it away, midget, on behalf of Michael S.
Little sister, running cantaloupe, running to teepee one day long ago. She been at river with little brother, falling bricks. She scream, falling bricks hurt, falling bricks hurt. We all go river. Falling bricks only play like hurt. Chief, two dogs humping, nothing funny. Take falling bricks to teepee. They come out teepee, little brother hold butt and say, falling bricks hurt. This time he no play.
What is it with people on that two dogs fucking joke? I swear, it's as if the topic this week was two dogs. If I say, I'd better watch out, because if I say, as if the topic was two dogs fucking, everybody is going to be sending in their stories next week with topic, two dogs fucking, two dogs fucking. I don't think we've had a profanity in the topic at all. Then again, it's been over 3 years. I can't remember shit. I could probably do a search or something. I don't know. Thank you, Michael. That was Michael, right? Yeah. Okay. And now, for her third story, since this, she's not a rookie. I know. I just keep forgetting. Here's Sophie. And I don't think she recorded either. Let me check. If she recorded, I'll put it in. If not, I'll just play some rap music for a few minutes. Because really, the midget, he's worn out by now.
This is Sophie, and the name of my story is Boys Night Out. The headline reads, Falling Bricks Hurt Five. The story reads like it was Boys Night Out and something went just a little wrong. Just kid stuff. The story is bullshit, so typical of the feel-good press we have today. I saw it happen, heard the screams. It was nightfall, four teenaged boys standing on the overpass. They were excited, cajoling, each using one hand to hold up their oversized pants. They began hoisting cinder blocks over the bridge onto the traffic below, then ran off, laughing. It was over in less than a minute. Mayhem ensued. Five dead.
Oh, how sad. Kids these days. Thank you, Sophie. Next up is Linda. Now, I know that she did not read her story. She had this note like, oh, I can't read the story this week. Oh, horrible tragedy, this and that, and something about falling bricks. Linda, I hope you get well. And just for you. I wouldn't do this for anyone else. I'm going to have the midget read your story. Nobody else gets this kind of treatment. Even the people that he's already read them for. No, they're not getting this kind of treatment. It's time for the midget to read your story.
A 58-year-old man from Brooklyn with no prior arrests and no evidence of drug or alcohol dependency was transferred from police custody to the state mental institution after being arrested for disturbing the peace and complaining of auditory hallucinations. Employed as a bulldozer operator for 30 years, the patient reported hearing screams from the site of a recent demolition. He was found attempting to rearrange rubble, excitedly repeating apologies and insisting the bricks must be reunited. Prognosis looks bleak, as the patient won't stop trying to introduce the concrete blocks in his cell long enough to take medication.
That took me 5 takes. I kept saying bull driver. Employed as a bull driver operator. Ah, crap. Click. Employed as a bull driver. Oh, shit. I said it again. Click. That's how it went. You don't need to hear the recordings. You just... Fifth time, you don't want to know. Thank you, Linda. The things I do for you people. Of course you know about them. I bitch about them after I try them. Next up is Justin Lowmaster. Space Turtle. Yes, he recorded this week, so you don't hear my pathetic attempt to read what he's doing. No, you get to hear his expertly crafted version of his story. Here we go. There is no Justin but Justin. Here we go with this story.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lowmaster here with today's 100-word story. The topic is Falling Bricks Hurt. The title of my story is Insane Security. Salim leapt the spike pit. It loomed in the middle of a well-traversed main hallway. Rubbish. What if the trap accidentally sprung, hurting someone innocent? Salim forgot the spike trap and dodged 3 circular blades protruding from the walls and spun, moving vertically in a predictable pattern. Once past it, his thoughts moved onto his target, the Golden MacGuffin. Thievery was not his mission, though. He wanted to destroy the Sultan's palace. The man murdered his father. As soon as he stole the MacGuffin, the palace would slowly crumble. The foolish Sultan shouldn't have let video game designers install the security system.
Yes, but that just means our princess is in another castle. Thank you, Justin. Golden MacGuffin. Oh, great. Now everyone's going to have two dogs fucking the Golden MacGuffin as their topic. Yeah, that'll be the 4th anniversary show. Next up is Danny. Now, Danny gave a good run at winning this week, but writing... What are you doing? Okay, so I took this carpeted pedestal out from the corner, and it's got a hole in it, so it's like a cat hidey hole. And so Bruin goes inside of there, and all that's sticking out is his tail. So I tickle his tail. He turns around, head sticks out, looking up at me. What are you doing? My foot is right next to there. That's right. He's grabbing my shoelace. No, give me my shoelace back. Give me my shoelace. You know, in 13 years, you know, he's going to be the old fart cat with a kitten running around torturing him. just a matter of time, folks. Here's Danny and his story.
What's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMockle.com, and I just wanted to say thank you for voting for my story last week and letting my topic get chose. I really look forward to reading everything you guys came up with. And, of course, here is my own entry for it, and I dedicate this one to the Space Turtle. Justin wandered about in the shadows watching the fascinating people. He smelled the breads and listened to the pop of corks for hours before finally settling on the perfect sunny patch of grass to feast. Justin the Turtle munched on the greenery of the city he loved, Paris. 1,063 feet into the sky, Gaston Space-Pierre ran back and forth on the observation platform of the Eiffel Tower, his parents not at all effective. A stray brick from a display for Gustave Eiffel found his palm. He tossed it over the rails. Justin looked up just in time to catch the impromptu solar eclipse to the head.
It looks like that we've got a smackdown coming here between Danny and Justin. They're calling each other out, man. Yeah, we haven't had this kind of thing since the Podcaster series by Tom calling me out. And that whole show where everyone just ganged up on that simulacrum of me. Okay, will you stop grabbing at my shoelaces? No, really. It was cute the first 2 hours, but now you need to stop. No, don't play with my finger. Kittens. All right, we've got another story here. Jeffrey, this was a last-minute ad. Jeffrey of Great Heights, he's got his first anniversary coming up for podcasting, so he had plenty of time to forget to make a story for it. Oh, wait, that's my excuse. You have plenty of time to come up with a story of, it's been a year, what have you done since then? So here we go with Jeffrey and his story.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 157 with the topic of falling bricks. Ow. I call this one just bricks. Sorry for the background noise. My children are awake and I'm running late, so... I had a friend who took all the hard drives out of the old 486 systems as we retired them. We all asked him what he was going to do with them, but he always gave us the same answer. These bricks? They're for my castle in the clouds. Needless to say, he was a little bit off his rocker. He had quite the wall of them when I left that job. He'd taken his cubicle wall down and replaced it with carefully stacked hard drives. Then he was downsized. We heard the screams as the bricks fell. This has been Bricks by Jeffrey Hype. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, please take the time to go out to greatheights.blogspot.com and see some other stories like it. Also, don't forget to come by and participate in the contest. And this week at Great Heights, we had a special guest host, Norval Joe, guest host the podcast, so it was a lot of fun. Great Heights, where 100 words is only the beginning.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And if I haven't said so enough, folks, remember, it's his first anniversary coming up. Give the story a shot. I want to see more stories on his podcast than over here. If it takes you all that time to come up with stories for his, as opposed to here, do his first. He takes priority. I want to see great things at Great Heights, and it would be great heights. And you have to say that each and every time. And he'd growl and grumble and crack his knuckles. You know, like I do. We have one more story this week, and you know who it's from. I really shouldn't say his name, but I have to. It's part of the bargain. It's Planet Z. And from Planet Z, as I ponder doing the litter boxes, this is what he has to say.
Falling bricks will hurt your grade. That's what the architecture professor says as we enter our designs into the weather simulator. Rain, high winds, maybe an earthquake if he's pissed. One by one, the buildings appear in the holography tank. I wait for mine to appear. Russian music begins to play in the room. A colored brick falls from the top of the display and lands in my project's grid space. Then another. The professor raises an eyebrow. Oh, right. Tetris. That memory module has my old arcade games on it. He hands it back to me and whispers, F.
And that's it for this week on the Weekly Challenge, 100-word stories, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Thank you to everyone who sent their stories in this week. Thank you to all those who are listening out there and everyone who voted last week. We got a lot of votes for a lot of people. And that means that not only are you listening, but you're following my directions. And I think that's the more important thing. It doesn't matter whether you're listening. If you aren't listening and you just happen to follow my directions, that's even more important because that means my mind ray is working. You can check out the text of the stories, links to everyone who sent stories in, whether they still do, or if you look in the sidebar, over hundreds and thousands of people have sent them in and said, oh my god, this thing is stupid, and they stop. The folks that you heard today, they haven't learned that single important principle. They just keep doing it. They're obsessive just like me. They're just like me. Let's all laugh at once. Come on, if you wrote a story this week and you've gotten this far, come on, laugh with me. Well, the topic for next week is already up, and go ahead, start writing on it. You have the rest of the month to do it. It's okay, it's the end of the month already. And I think that's about it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for writing stories. Thank you for enjoying this. Thank you for hating it and writing in your hate mails of hate. And tune in next week for another weekly challenge. Until then, as always, keep it brief. Closing.